Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 338, Elder J. N. Andrews and his work. Now, I thought, these friends, out of the kindness of their hearts, have made me this present. Now it is my privilege to use that gift in such a way that they may lay up treasure in heaven. I went to one of our merchants, a Sabbath keeper, and said, "Sell that dress for all you can get for it." He sold it for $50. Then I sent that money on here to the mission. The very act of my doing that brought in at that very time means from other individuals. And Brother Andrews wrote back to us that the very sum he wanted came at that time. Elder Andrews, when he was driving his oxen, had his Bible with him, and he would take it out and read a few words and then think of these while he went on with his work. Thus he obtained a knowledge of the scriptures and of the love of God to man. We can all have our Bibles with us, and when we have a spare moment we can read a verse, and thus keep our minds fixed upon God. J. N. Andrews would go out into the field with his oxen, and as he drove them, he would refer to his book, and read a few words or sentences, and then repeat these in full, loud tones in order to exercise his lungs, as well as to impress the words and sentences upon his memory. I saw in my last vision that Wauken was not the place for John. I saw that he had been in perfect bondage to his uncles and had tried in every way to please them. A continual fear of his uncles has been upon him. I saw again that it was not safe for John to be in Wauken for other reasons. I saw that John should not go to Wauken to remain there. Brother Andrews left his aged mother, an only brother, and many friends in America, to obey the call of God and enter this new missionary field. He came to you at quite a sacrifice. Elder Andrews is a conscientious servant of Jesus Christ. We sent you the ablest man in all our ranks. We needed Elder Andrews here. But we thought his great caution, his experience, his God-fearing dignity in the desk, would be just what you needed. We hoped you would accept his counsel, and aid him in every way possible, while he was a stranger in a strange country. Sorrow upon sorrow will come upon us if he, Elder Andrews, is removed from us. He, Elder Andrews, leaves for Europe next week. Our prayers are that God may go with him. I had no opportunity to bid him, Elder Andrews, goodbye, and I did not care to say goodbye. We may never, never meet again. The news which reached us last night was sad indeed to us all. I knew that God would sustain you under your great loss. God knew what was best for her, J. N. Andrews's daughter, Mary, and for you. You are not a stranger to Jesus and his love. The Lord loves you, my dear brother. He loves you. A better day is coming, precious to the faithful ones. I was shown you with head bowed down and mourning as you followed Mary to her last home in this world. Then I saw the Lord look lovingly upon you. I saw the life-giver come and your wife and children come forth from their graves clothed with immortal splendor. Look at the things which are unseen. May God bless and encourage your heart, is my prayer. Your sympathizing sister, signed, Ellen G. White. Brother Andrews was his, God's, ambassador. From what God has shown me from time to time, Brother Andrews was his chosen servant, to do a work others could not do.